It is Friday. Hope you guys are doing well, ready for the weekend. So much going on all over the Twin Cities this weekend. Beautiful weather up in Maple Grove. It's the Chalk Fest, which is surprisingly cool. Chalk Fest does not sound cool. Like a bunch of sidewalk. It's unbelievable.
It is pretty incredible.
Right? Like, it sounds sort of lame, Josh Wheeler, but it's not. It's cool lame.
I was down there today. They were getting everything ready.
A couple texters have asked why we didn't ask our last guest, Melissa Hortman, about the Champlin Park softball team. We've talked about the national furor around sports and whether in high school, especially, should trans athletes be able to play. And I'll tell you just briefly why I didn't ask Melissa Hortman about it. I believe this issue is important. I have said that I believe that boys should play boys' sports, girls should play girls' sports, and that's just what I think. I believe that if you make a choice to have medical intervention, then you make a choice. But like playing sports, it's not a right. It's just a thing. And you sort of give that up. That's my belief. That said, current state law is what it is. And I totally disagree making this issue all about one school and one kid. And I think the way that people are talking about this topic is disgusting. They are trying to make their political point. They are trying to score their dunk. I don't question the passion on the issue, but I do question the steamrolling of a teenager to make your political point. It's gross. It's disgusting. It's offensive. And so it is a valid issue. But the dialogue is also cheapening the achievement of every other girl on that Champlin Park team, and I don't like it. So I'm not doing it. So that's why I didn't ask about it. Let's do the D Rush Hour news. And now I'm fired up about it. But let's do it. Hit the open before I say more. And the lead story is the special session. There is a deal. All four legislative leaders have signed a document, 2-page document, laying out how it's going to go down on Monday. Will it go down that way on Monday? I don't know, man. It is a very tight legislature. And the leaders are going to have to vote for things they don't like in order to get these bills passed. Monday will be a special session. One day long. The governor called the special session this afternoon. It must be done before 7 a.m. Tuesday. That is the deal. The governor said it took hundreds of hours of good faith bipartisan debate. DFL leader in the House told us that she thinks it's going to happen. She said it might get messy, but it's going to happen. There are big headline situations in the agreement. People who are here illegally, undocumented immigrants, adults will be booted off of the Minnesota Care health care plan. So they don't get to be a part of Minnesota Care. Children will still have access to Minnesota Care. Now, undocumented immigrants were paying premiums to be on Minnesota Care, but this will save the state money. And Melissa Hortman told us she will vote for it in order to get it through. The other headline is there will be a construction package, a bonding bill, $700 million. Mostly focused on fixing up aging infrastructure, some maintenance on old buildings at the university and the Minnesota system. And that's what they'll take up. We'll see if they get it done on Monday. Next in the lead is the fight between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. I mostly think this is for entertainment purposes, but the New York Times is reporting on the continued fallout of this feud. Two of the most powerful men in the world. Today, the war of words has paused. But Donald Trump told Fox News that he thought Elon Musk has lost it. He's telling people privately, according to the Times, that he's blaming Elon Musk's tweets and behavior on drug use. He's also considering selling that Tesla that he bought. Remember the ceremony in front of the White House, and he bought a red Tesla to demonstrate support amid that backlash. Things have calmed, at least publicly, today. Check our first half hour if you want to see what our listeners had to say. And if you'd like to hear some of these tweets performed by children, because that's what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are acting like. Third item in the lead today is the Edina Art Fair. For me, when I think of one of the kickoffs to the summer, Edina Art Fair is right up there. Rebecca Sorensen is the director of the 50th in France Business Association. She is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Are you at the art fair, Rebecca?
I sure am, Jason. It's so great to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you as well. I love the Edina Art Fair. I always worry about weather for you guys because it seems like if one art fair brings on the wrath of wind and rain, it's you guys. I don't know why. I don't get it.
I don't know why either, but, you know, the weather gods were with us today right at 3 o'clock. We started a little bit later today, but it worked in our favor because the sun popped out. And it's been nothing but blue skies, a little cloudy, but comfortable. So we're not, you know, sweating to death like we usually are. And there's no tornado warning or, you know, torrential rain. It's actually like this is going our way so far. Knock on wood.
All right. Good. I'm glad to hear it. The art fair fills the streets near 50th in France. And how many artists do you have this year?
Okay, so we have 250 artists. We couldn't fit one more artist in this district if we tried. We had about 600 people apply. So it was a very competitive year, and it was very hard to choose these winners. They were pretty exceptional. And I think when you come out here, Jason, and I know we're going to get you out here, you will be blown away. I just went through, and I couldn't even get like a quarter of it done. It's just overwhelming, the talent that's here. And of course, all the other things that you can do at the art fair, right? I mean, it's a fun place to be.
Lots of food, lots of other stuff going on. And of course, a lot of the businesses there have special stuff going on down at the art fair this weekend. So the best move for people is to maybe park over by City Hall and shuttle in. Is that the best,
you think? You know, well, between us, I mean, that north ramp, which is the newer part of 50th and France on Market Street, which used to be called 49 and a half, a little far up from Walgreens. That's an underutilized ramp. No one ever parks there. I saw there are empty spots in there. But otherwise, yes, on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 7, you can be right at the City Hall parking lot. It's a huge parking lot. And take our free shuttle in right directly into 50th and France. That's a really smart move.
So much construction has been an issue at 50th and France. I wonder if you could update our listeners on that, because I think this weekend might be a good chance for people to realize, like, oh, like,
it's over.
It's over, right.
We survived. You know, I was not shy about saying I was very, it was tough. It was a rough summer. It was a rough fall. The construction for the E-line just went on and on and on, and it took all winter and the beginning of this summer to get these businesses bouncing back. Honestly, Jason, there were moments in the middle of the construction last year, which actually started the day after the art fair and then didn't wrap until just before Thanksgiving for two bus stops. It was crazy. But, you know, honestly, it was like just seeing, there was a moment even, you know, these art fairs are not inexpensive to put together. And there was even a moment where I went, this is the 58th year of the Edina Art Fair. We have to figure out a way to do this. But our businesses, our district was pretty crushed. And, you know, we had to really rally and we did it. And it's such a triumph to bring back the art fair this year, to be done with the construction in our district, to look, we're sort of like spiffed up. We have 50th and France banners. We have, again, just kind of revitalized this district with beautiful new businesses, new restaurants. Things are alive again. We survived, and we're just so we're really grateful. And we know going forward, if construction like this were to ever come into this district, we would fight to make sure that there were some sort of relief funds for businesses impacted, because everybody was impacted, not just at 50th and France, but all throughout that line. It was a tough time for small business districts. It's already tough with Amazon and online shopping and all that going on. And then, you know, to slow everybody down and make it difficult with construction, you know, it was tough. But we're in a different place. And I think when you get to the art fair, you're going to go, oh, okay, they're not under construction anymore.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
a little bridge project going on by City Hall, but you can get around that easily. And, you know, everything else is free and easy.
Pretty good. Well, have a great weekend out there. Edina Art Fair. I love it. I'm hoping to come tomorrow. My parents are in town. I got a kid graduating high school on Sunday, so it's a busy
That's
weekend
right.
for the DeRusha.
Don't miss the Mr. Paul's beverage garden. I know they've got a drink waiting for you over there.
You know I rarely miss a drink when it's available at Mr. Paul's. So we could just stop it. I rarely miss a drink, I suppose. That's it. Mr. Paul's, by the way, like they've got that new pizza joint, but the back bar, Alyssa and I were just at the back
the
bar.
The carnival bar.
Yes. So
yes.
fun. It was wonderful.
Yes. If you, isn't it fun?
And if you miss like the bar vibe where like you can just everybody is sitting at the bar and you could talk to your neighbors and everybody's having fun. It was really that kind of vibe. It was very, very good.
I'm so glad you were there.
Good stuff.
Hopefully see you and good luck with the graduation. And
woof.
Excited to see your listeners here at the art fair. It's popping.
Awesome. Rebecca, thank you. Appreciate it. Rebecca Sorensen for the 50th in France Business Association Art Fair. Oh, I'm told Paella Depot is out there. The Paella Depot is excellent. That food truck with a giant paella pan. They're at the state fair this year. Good stuff.
Food truck season, baby.
Yes, it's good stuff. Good stuff. 5:20, let's break. We'll do the D-Rush Hour page two. D-Rush Hour news headlines page two. And we just learned that the University of Minnesota is putting its golf course up for sale.
Four!
Oh, tough stuff there. Star Tribune reporting this news that this land that was named after legendary University of Minnesota golf course, Les Bolstad, is going to close, well, after the 2025 season. Yeah, the news coming out. This golf course is in Falcon Heights. It's on Larpinder. It's 140 acres of land. That's a lot of land right in the middle of the metro area. The school officials saying the course is not bringing in enough money. They got to make repairs. They got to continue upkeep. And they just can't. The school notified the Board of Regents, sent a letter to golfers. Les Bolstad won two Big Ten golf championships. I know Vanita likes to go hit balls up there at their driving range. But the course needs $10 million to do deferred maintenance and keep this thing viable. So the U will obtain two appraisals to set a fair market value. They tried to get donors to raise money to fix it up and never could. Both the university golf teams compete off campus. So now the short game outdoor training area and the John W. Moody golf facility. Not included in the sale, but pretty big stuff there. The maker of Oreo says that Aldi is ripping them off.
Do you know exactly how to eat an Oreo? Well, to do it, you unscrew it very fast. Because a kid will eat the middle of an Oreo first and say the chocolate.
Oh, that's very nice.
Mm.
It's an Oreo jingle from the 70s, Josh. Nice mm-hmm. work there. TwinCities.com, the Pioneer Press reporting that Mondelez International is suing Aldi, alleging the packaging for Aldi's store brand cookies and crackers, quote, blatantly copies Chips Ahoy, Nutter Butter, Wheat Thins, Oreo. If you're watching us on YouTube, the WCCO radio stream, you can see it. And I'm no trademark lawyer, but I think Chips Ahoy, that doesn't look that blatant to me, the store brand. Does it to you, Josh?
No.
Like,
There's some things that I'll do that are like, oh, wait, I thought that
it's
was
it's the same color palette.
Yeah.
Like the Nutter Butter, sort of the font is almost the same as the peanut butter cream.
Yeah.
Oreo, it's the exact same coloring in the packaging. I think for sure Nutter Butter and Oreo has a case. Chips Ahoy, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Aldi did not respond to messages seeking comments. Like, if you look at the Thin Mints, oh, yeah. So, the Thin Mints box is like this yellowish box, kind of a goldish yellowish box. Aldi has Thin Wheat crackers in a very similar design.
Yeah. It's close.
It's, I mean, they both have an original brand that's in like, a, I don't know, it's very, very, now Aldi, part of how they, like people love Aldi, Aldi mostly sells like its own store brands, and that's why the prices are low. It's really been growing here in the Twin Cities. What is it like to be a Delta flight attendant?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess. I speak jive.
Oh, good.
This was a fascinating story in the Washington Post today because I got to tell you, like, the work that it takes to become a flight attendant is amazing. Natalie Compton, who's a reporter for the Washington Post, went to flight attendant school, flight attendant training center in Atlanta. And at the training center, what's interesting is, like, we think of flight attendants providing service, and the training is all safety. It's physical, it's technical, it's designed to save lives. This is near the airport in Atlanta, and it's tough to get accepted. But once you get accepted to the training program, it's a 7-week process, and they teach you, like, what do you do when the cabin loses pressure? What are your self-defense tactics if somebody comes at you? What do you know the mechanics of the Boeing airplane doors? It's just very interesting. When a Delta, this also surprised me. So you wonder, you're like, what do they train on? Well, when a Delta plane is taken out of service, they chop it up. So they make 30 to 40 foot trainers. Makes so sense. You have a very realistic classroom so they can drop the mass, have the sound effects, shake it, rise it, make it rise and fall to simulate turbulence. It's pretty cool stuff.
Mile High Club.
Yeah, they train that as well. I don't know. None of my business.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Cool stuff. If you're a Washington Post subscriber, check that one out.